In the face of the evidence for fine-tuning, as set out by Gonzalez, among many others, the only sturdy argument against purpose and design is the possibility that our universe is an accidental success amid a junk heap of failed universes. However, we have no way of knowing that other universes exist, or that they may have failed. Dimly, amid storms and uproars, people make their way to taking sides. Given what Tom Wolfe had to say about materialist neuroscience 10 years ago, the notion of a self is already slipping away, slipping away, slipping away. It was quite a surprise to hear his thoughts in 2005 about Darwinism, the biological theory that underpins it. Look at Darwin! My God, what a powerful theory! Incidentally, I give that one about 40 more years and it will go down in flames. Of course, purpose and design in our universe or in life forms do not demonstrate that humans have a spiritual nature. They do, however, make the idea plausible enough to investigate. Put simply, if Russell is right, we cannot have a spiritual nature and should not attempt to look for one, any more than Gonzalez should look for evidence that Earth's position may be meaningful. But if Gonzalez is right, we may indeed have a spiritual nature, and we can research the question using the tools of science. The current evidence about the nature of the universe as a whole does not favor Russell's view of reality over Gonzalez's, and therefore should not be an impediment to considering the spiritual nature of humans. Is science a search for truth or for support for materialism? Sometimes academic scientists are so convinced that providing support for materialism is the purpose of science that they end up violating conventional civil rights. This happened to Richard von Sternberg, a paleontologist who permitted a peer-reviewed article to be published in his journal, The Smithsonian's Proceedings of the Biological Society of Washington, an article suggesting that the explosion of complex life forms that occurred quite suddenly about 525 million years ago might best be explained by intelligent design. Almost all the existing large classifications of animals, phyla, emerged quite suddenly during a few million years, a mere sneeze of geological time. Sternberg was not himself a supporter of the intelligent design hypothesis, but he believed strongly in putting all the options on the table. The mere suggestion of an origin that included intelligent causation set off a huge uproar, directed not at the author, geologist, and intelligent design theorist Steve Meyer, but mainly at editor Sternberg.